California rolling blackouts are back. It's not easy being green. By Katie Grimes. August 15, 2020. The last California governor blamed for rolling energy blackouts was recalled by voters and replaced. In 2003, Governor Gray Davis was recalled over leadership issues, high taxation, and inaction over a struggling California economy and rolling energy blackouts. Governor Gavin Newsom is already facing a recall, and now, with rolling blackouts, he may have just guaranteed it. Most countries around the world think that it's a good thing to have cheap energy. In California, we have plenty of cheap energy available, just not the political will to access it. California depends on natural gas-driven turbines and hydroelectric generators to provide just 38% of its energy needs. The state imports 12% of its oil from Alaska, and another 58% from foreign nations, relying heavily on Canada, which has 19 commercial nuclear reactors, and is the world's third largest producer of hydroelectricity. So why are California's utilities cutting power and imposing rolling blackouts again? It's political. And it's corrupt. The state is awash in ultra-cheap natural gas, yet in California, our corrupt government finds ways to create an energy shortage and charge ratepayers the highest rates in the country. This is one reason California electricity costs more than twice the national median, thanks to a government-created shortage. California's natural gas shale formation is one of the largest in the world. And California has been a pioneer in renewable energy, albeit still unreliable and unproven. While California sits on one of the largest known deposits of recoverable oil and gas, production has steadily fallen. The state ignores its vast onshore and offshore deposits, which are fully accessible through conventional and hydraulic fracturing technologies. Another reason is that the California Public Utilities Commission, the state's energy regulator, has a dubious relationship with Wall Street, making promises to keep profits higher of the state's publicly held utilities than utility profits elsewhere. California politicians have gloated over being the first state to enact such aggressive green energy and greenhouse gas busting policy, but have yet to produce any proof that these oppressive and business-killing laws have had any green results.
Meanwhile, they ignore that natural gas is clean, less expensive to extract, natural and abundant. It wasn't that long ago that natural gas used to be the left's preferred alternative to so-called dirty fuels. But as the oil and gas industry found better, more affordable ways to access natural gas, it fell out of favor with emotional, whimsical environmentalists. Many California residents have purchased expensive generators to keep refrigerators and freezers on, but generators rely mostly on natural gas. Democrats in the California legislature want to ban natural gas to homes and require only electric appliances, so California residents won't even be able to keep our power on in this new normal. With triple-digit heat in California, a typical August, rolling blackouts will not be popular among voters. Californians are now being charged very high-tiered energy rates, with the most expensive usage during the times it is most needed, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Every which way ratepayers turn, we are getting seriously bilked by the politicians in this state.
Another of the energy problem areas is the California Public Utilities Commission $5 billion cover-up and scandal over the 2012 closure of the San Onofre Nuclear Generating Station, due to the failure of the steam generators. San Diego attorneys Mike Aguirre and Mia Severson exposed the attempt to make the public pay big for utility and regulatory executives' mistakes at the failed San Onofre nuclear power plant. Southern California Edison executives purchased new steam generators from Mitsubishi, but were warned that they were bigger and run hotter, and could fail. SCE executives purchased and installed the generators anyway, knowing of a flaw in the generator design, according to records. Built to last 40 years, the generators at San Onofre failed after 2 years. And the generators' cost had not yet been included in rates. So SCE was faced with broken generators they could not charge ratepayers for. Then PUC President Michael Peavy and executives of Southern California Edison colluded in secret to saddle ratepayers with $3.3 billion of the $5 billion shutdown cost. The $5 billion recovery settlement was negotiated in secret in Poland, away from prying eyes and open records laws in California.